Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And welcome to our show. Hour number two. Phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And getting on back to the news here, huge kerfuffle over Nancy Pelosi being denied communion by the church, or some of the people in the church, for her views on abortion. And, you know, it's caused a bit of a crisis there. All right, so 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Mark in Western New York. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, that's sinful to receive communion when she's got that on her conscience and hasn't confessed. So that's not why I called.
She has a conscience? Could have fooled me.
Yeah, you're in a rare form today. Hey, regarding SSRI antidepressants, I'm afraid that people get the impression that all antidepressants are of the SSRI nature.
No, they're not.
They came about in the 90s with these and pills and
Okay, Mark, can you maybe put the microphone up to your mouth, because you're kind of getting muffled on us.
I'm sorry. It's probably the background noise from the air conditioner.
Okay.
The antidepressants from the 90s that are considered the SSRIs, like Paxil, Prozac, Luvox, all those are the types that we're referring to when it comes to the shootings. But I want to mention that there's plenty of antidepressants that came about long before that, or that are not considered SSRIs. And that I just hate to see that, you know, they get the rubber stamp on antidepressants as being, oh, geez, you know, my brother's on antidepressants and he has guns and I'm afraid what he might do, so I'm going to do a red
now,
flag.
You make a valid point. You know, there are people who are on antidepressants and they get some kind of a benefit from them. You know, I had a bad experience with them the one time I was on them, and I'll never take them again. There is a website you should look at. It's called SSRIstories.org, and it's very well sorted out, and it does talk about the different medications and which ones are good and which ones are bad, which ones are likely to lead to violence and murder or suicide, and it's definitely a resource you should look at.
Great, great resource, most definitely. You mentioned tit for tat. I wanted to ask you, what is exactly a tat, and how do I trade it in for the other thing?
Have you ever heard of tatting? It's the kind of like crocheting.
I think that was, what was his name, from Saturday Night Live. He was the one that came up with that one.
No, he used it, but it predates him. It predates
him. No,
it doesn't. It's a term for this little tiny knitting. The only reason I know about it is my mother was into it. It's called tatting.
Yeah, Miller used it. What was his first name?
No.
Anyways, thanks, Mike. Yeah. I just wanted to get that out about the antidepressants that don't rubber stamp them all as being SSRIs. Thank you.
All right. Well, yeah, there are other antidepressants. But again, you know, you mess around with the brain's chemicals, and it's kind of hard to know what's going to happen out there. I mean, you know, these chemicals affect different people differently. And anybody who was in the 60s understands, you know, there were good trips and there were bad trips and, you know, all of that stuff. Okay, we have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Tom, are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me, Mike?
I can hear you now. You're on the air.
Yeah, I hope you had a nice weekend, Mike. Happy Memorial Day. Anyway, Mike, here's what I got to say about what's going on, the situation. I just scanned CNN for about 2 minutes. See, I don't watch that Communist News Network, but I had to scan through the channel, and they were talking about Pigs Pelosi's husband getting DUI,
Yeah.
They spend more time talking about her husband getting a DUI than they do talk about the border, the illegal alien invasion. So this all, the narrative of these commie news stations, they worry about Pig Pelosi's husband got a DUI, and doesn't look good for Nancy Pelosi. But they don't even talk about these illegal aliens sneaking in here, murdering American citizens, okay, gang rape. I mean, it's on and on with this nonsense. But, Mike, listen to what's going on with China, with Russia. All we hear about, all we heard for 4 years about Trump was Russia. He's a spy for the Russian government, and Donald Trump should be arrested. And then you had the January 6th nonsense. Mike, these Democrats have literally took our party. Like Joe McCarthy said back in the 50s, the communists have literally won the war, almost seemed like, in the United States. McCarthy was right. There's communist infiltration all over this freaking country, and we allowed it to happen with Zog in the media. 2% are running our narrative, okay, and you got a lot of licky, kissy, sell-out whiteys that will sell out for a buck. It's all like you said, Mike, it's all about the dollar. It's all about the money. Show me the money. But Mike, here's the real thing that's going on, too. And one of your hosts, I was listening to him yesterday, and he was talking about it. I don't want to go who this guy is, but he was. And I gave him that information 2 years ago. A year and a half, 2 years ago, I was telling him that my father used to tell me that the ones you better really watch for is what Douglas MacArthur said. If you don't let me take care of the situation 100 years from now, we'll be speaking the language. And he was right. And look at how close we've come. The bamboo curtain. My father was a Korean War veteran, Mike. My uncle was a World War II veteran. My father's a World War I veteran. I had two brothers in Vietnam. And I have family, you can go back further than that. But here's the point, Mike. Our country has been invaded, okay? The Chinese don't care if they lose 800, 900 million people. They don't have to. If they had to, they would be, it'd be like doing them a big favor, I think. Because, Mike, again, I had to go look at the numbers. And I got three different numbers on the Chinese military on the government itself. I saw one figure that has them at 68 million more men and women. There was another figure that was 54 million men to women. And the last one I saw was 48 million more men than women. I don't care what one of those statistics is, but Mike, that's overwhelming. Can you imagine if there was 50 million more men in this country, the United States of America, than women, Mike? If there was 50 million more men in the United States, it would be pandemonium, or you would have LGBTQ off the charts, Mike. Because, in matter of fact, that's why they're coming out with these robots and all this. My buddy showed me a video, Mike. I almost didn't believe it until I saw it. And they show these big buildings like a Walmart store, where they bring in these Chinese soldiers and they bring in these women and they actually show them laying on cots, beds after bed after bed, like a cot bed, and they're making breeding these women to have babies. I couldn't believe what I saw. Did you? I don't know if you ever saw that video, Mike. But
no, I never did. My understanding is China's dealing with a population problem, and up until just a few years ago, couples were only allowed to have one child.
Yes, exactly. But I think what they're trying to do, they have to breed women. They have to have girls, or they're going to have to conquer territory because they don't have the women.
Okay, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
Yes, they don't have the female, so they're going to have to maybe think about, we'll go to war, we'll conquer countries, and we'll take what they got, like Genghis Khan type stuff. So, yeah, Mike, I just think this whole world's gone mad. We got a bumbling buffoon in the White House. The guy's a total decadent. He's a deviant imbecile. Okay, they kept talking about Donald Trump was groping women. Look at Biden, Mike. Some of the tapes that I saw. This guy groping little girls and stuff. It's disgusting. And this guy did not win the election like you've been saying for a year. They stole the election no matter what anybody said. There was a stolen election. But, however, in Georgia, Mike, it is a proven fact, and you don't want to even mention it, they brought over 85,000 Chinese nationals alone from California, San Francisco, into Atlanta, in the Georgia area. And that was all by design, Mike. That was all by design by the Demon Rat Party. Listen, Mike, you got a blabbermouth, Debbie Blabbermouth Schultz here in Florida, and a filthy, I could told your show a year ago, Mike. She's got girls that are 14, 15 years old holding placards out, signs, talking to FU Republicans, and filth, the filth that the Democrats Party gets away with calling Republicans. If a Republican Party ever knew that, it would be all over the local news networks, Mike.
True.
And not one local news network picked that. Not one local news network picked that up with Debbie Moore at Washington. Schultz is telling all these young girls to go out there and have filthy signs and plastics about Donald Trump and his supporters. The supporters of Donald Trump. And you got the guy in New Jersey said, well, I'm not going to vote. What do you mean you're not going to? You're going to keep voting for this? You got guys that are RBN hosts that have to leave the states they're in because they're so freaking liberal, Mike. And the gas prices are up $6-7 a gallon. And the food prices are off the chain. Illinois is off the chain. I have family up there, Mike, and they tell me stories, Mike. I can't believe what's going on in that state. That state is so corrupted. You got that Pritzker imbecile, that big fat Jolly Jerry imbecile Pritzker. He's destroyed that state. Mm-hmm. I mean, and these guys get away with it, but he don't have to worry because this guy's worth billions of dollars. You know, they own supermarkets and stores and Bill Gates and all these Bezos. They don't worry about nothing. Are you kidding me? I got billions of dollars. They own all this stuff. The Walton family, all the money they got. Hell, they should be giving away stuff for free, especially to the veterans. All the veterans should be getting free everything.
I agree with you on that one.
They should be getting free gas, free house, free everything. Not have to pay a damn dime out of their wallet.
We should be giving stuff to the veterans instead of the illegal immigrants.
Well, yeah, Mike, and you know what? Me as an American citizen whose family went to war for this country, I think I'm entitled to something special. Because my family went to war for the freedom of this country that we are in right now at this time in our lives in 2022. Okay, my dad, my brothers, my uncles, they all went to war. And you know what? I feel entitled. But you know what? I couldn't get promoted because there was so much graft and there's so much nepotism and cronyism where I was working, Mike, for 42 years. The filth that I saw, the fire department, how filthy all that was, the filth, the dirty corruption. Mike, you had people that haven't even been in this country 2 or 3 years getting jobs in the federal government, making over $100,000 a year in South Florida, $100,000 a year. I'm telling you, I can name you the departments, and I can name you names, man. Okay, and I know the great caller in Alabama knows what I'm talking about, Marco. I'm telling you, Mike, and I hope Miles and Jim from New York calls, and we haven't heard from Jim in a long time. I would love to hear from him again because I miss when Jim Bell calling. But you know, and of course Sebastian. But, you know, Mike, what's going on in this world right now, what they're doing to Northern European white males that are the 64%. Where, Mike, you know, I just saw in the paper, we're 64% of the population.
Yes.
Just in the paper, I think it was on Breitbart. We're at 64%. 64. One had it at 63.5. I mean, I look at these different statistics. I don't know what to believe. Is it 63? Is it 65? Whatever the case. We are still the majority. And we're not showing that, Mike. We're rapidly becoming a minority. And once it's under 50%, you know this is going to be 1865 all over again. 1860 all over again. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what your listeners say, callers. Once we got under the 50 threshold, we're looking at 1860 here. I can tell you that right now. And right now, Mike, what I see here is people that have accents are getting federal government jobs in transit and solid waste. And all the fire department here in South Florida, these people don't even have command of the English language, Mike. And they're getting these federal government jobs that are paying them tremendous amount of money. And the benefits they get. I mean, you want to take back the government? Mike, you know how you take back this government? You tell every white American to go get a federal government job. That's my opinion. Tell them to go work for the government. That's my opinion. They'll all be benefiting for the money they'll be making. I can tell you that in the benefits. So yeah, Mike, we're looking at some disaster. And Mike, by the way, the guy that was talking yesterday, he made a lot of good points. You got 230,000 Chinese nationals in this country right now. More Chinese in this country are becoming engineers off our universities, universities are in the United States than American whites or blacks or Hispanics put together. Go figure that one, Mike. How could that
be? Well, the Asians are very clever in that regard. I mean, you need to remember my father came from Shanghai to attend MIT. And, he was an engineer and a very good one.
Well, I understand that, Mike. But, of course, there's no issue with that. But guess what? When they're working for the Chinese, if you can prove that they're working on the Chinese government and they're actually spying on our government,
yeah, that's
I got
a problem.
An issue with that. then I got an issue with that, Mike. You want to come and become part of the fabric of this country? No problem. You know, I have a lot of, I know Chinese, I know Vietnamese, I know a bunch of great people, you know, Asiatic people. They're fantastic and they're super smart. But I'm just saying, if they're going to start spying for a commie government, then we got a major problem, Mike. Just like here in South Florida, you got a big problem with these. A lot of these people here in South Florida, Mike, I guarantee you they don't like this country too much, but they sure love taking the money and they like sending it back, you know, where they come from. If you know what I mean, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, Mike, and speaking of illegal immigration too, Mike, I don't know if you had it. I hope Paul calls in. Paul made a great point. I hope Paul from New Jersey calls in because he made a wonderful point the other day. And I got to say, when he's saying, you know what, that this thing that happened in Texas, it should have been moved 50 miles back because basically where that happened at. And by the way, Mike, what about this columnist in Los Angeles? Have you been talking about him, the Los Angeles columnist, who's saying that all the shooting, he was surprised that it was a Hispanic that did the shooting? Is this guy kidding?
No, I missed
that. He
should
be fired right there.
I missed that.
It's all over. Yes, well, maybe you can look up the story. Maybe somebody can help you out with that. This Los Angeles columnist said that he's saying basically that, oh, I can't believe a Hispanic would do the shooting. Well, where was that guy at when he was looking at Nicholas Cruz here in Parkland in South Florida?
Mm-hmm.
He was from Puerto Rico, Mike. Okay?
Yep.
This guy was from Mexico. So this guy's a filthy liar. He's another Jesse Smollett. He should be tried for trying to start a racial situation by blaming everything on whites. This guy was basically lying his ass off. And you know what he keeps saying, Mike? Now you tell me this. Why does this guy always use the word Latino? These people are not Latinos. I got some. All your listeners need to understand. These people are not Latinos. They're Hispanic.
Yeah, you've hit this topic before.
Yeah, but Mike, the Latin people were Roman, correct?
Yeah.
In the column, and this columnist keeps saying he's using the word that, like, well, I can't believe a Latino would commit this kind of act. This guy is a columnist for the Los Angeles Times, Mike? No, it doesn't make sense to me. Okay? And, you know, and another thing, look at this Jesse Smollett. Jesse Smollett almost started to try to start a race war, Mike, and the guy's directing movies.
Yeah.
LGBTQ. So, no, Mike, I hate to differ on some things, Mike, as far as, like, what's going on with this columnist. But this columnist is wrong to even suggest that these people are what they are. They are what they are. They're Hispanic.
Yes.
They came out of the country of Spain. Okay? They didn't come from Italy. They came from Spain. Let's get that straight. And this guy's a filthy liar.
Well, they're a blend between Spain and the indigenous Central American, South American tribes.
Okay, I'll go along with that. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, they're not that. So, but what you're saying is they're Hattaway-type Indians, or they're not, basically you're saying they're not Latinos. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I agree with you that Latinos is, well, you know, it's called Latin America because of the Spanish influence. But you're right, the word has been abused. Okay?
Yes, correct. And one more thing, Mike, I'll let you go. Right now, Mike, with the Russia situation, my opinion with Russia, Mike, we keep poking the bear. We're going to keep poking that bear.
Yeah.
And this world is going to be in, well, you're going to be looking out the window, you're going to be seeing a mushroom cloud. That's my opinion. I hope I'm wrong.
Well, I already have a radiation meter. I've already got my potassium iodate. And we're not anywhere near a first strike target, but we're definitely close to a second strike target. So we worry a little bit.
Mike, what would happen if one of our aircraft carriers got sunk? What would happen?
Well, I mean, they sank the Moskva and nothing happened. I think Putin showed tremendous restraint on that regard.
Well, Mike, with this bumbling idiot we got in the White House and that commie Camilla, Mike, I only see bad situation here. But hopefully, Mayor, we can straighten this out into the midterm elections.
I pray
for that. It's going to be a red tidal wave.
Okay. Got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. 512-248-8252. Got a caller waiting on the line, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214. 8214, or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. Happens far too often. A decorated soldier, better than a war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? Preacher man wags his
head. Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to go to the phones to Joe in Alaska. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
I need to thank you for correcting me on Friday. It's often difficult to nail down events from 50 years ago. And furthermore, I never said that Khrushchev was in my living room. I never lived in Colorado. And sure, that would have been about 1969 or 1970. 1550 High Street, Boulder, Colorado. Henry Kissinger and Nikita Khrushchev were sipping bourbon in my dad's living room, according to my brother. But, hey, I couched it purposely. You got a what? So I didn't make an affirmative statement. I'm going
okay,
by what
well,
my
Well, don't worry
said.
About it. You know, don't worry about it. We understand, memory can be confusing after all those years. And, thank you for calling back on in and straightening that out. And we're going to go to Matilda in Canton, Ohio. Hello, Matilda. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. About yourself?
Well, I'm sick of the Republicans keep calling me, wanting me to donate to them. But mm-hmm. I say nobody should give them a dime until they fix the 2020 election. All you got to do is watch 2,000 Mules, and you will know Trump won. Biden mm-hmm. stuffed the boxes. That makes him ineligible. He should have never been in there. Even though he was just resident numbnut anyway.
Well, you know, I don't want to pass judgment on Trump other than to say he was a disappointment, but if we don't have honest, fair, verifiable elections in this country, then we don't have a country anymore. You know, the whoever can steal
True.
The elections
they need
just gets
to
do whatever
Dominion
they want to do to us.
They need to get rid of the Dominion machines, or when you go to vote, ask them if they use them. And if they do, request a paper ballot.
Okay.
Because that's what I did for the primaries.
Yeah, there's a problem with our election system. No two ways about it. And when I get the new version of the website up and running, I'm going to restore that article on how to have honest elections, because it's not absolutely foolproof, but it makes it very, very hard to cheat and very easy to detect that there has been cheating going on, as opposed to our current system that's designed to facilitate election fraud and then hide it from the general public.
Well, they need to get rid of those Dominions because they're made to switch everything.
Well, I understand there's a sale on sledgehammers down there at the local True Value Hardware store.
Yeah, we should go after the Dominion machines. It could be fun.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, all right.
I guess.
Thank you.
No problem.
Call. All right, the phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. Getting on back to Nancy Pelosi, this move by the church to deny her communion because of her views on abortion has kicked up a little bit of a firestorm. Even the Pope is getting involved on this. Democrats are openly talking about finding ways to punish the Catholic Church. I don't know, nail them to a cross or something. I'm not entirely sure what they're thinking about that. You know, I think the church, you know, we have this idea of the separation of church and state. And according to James Madison, the whole point of that was to prevent the ceaseless strife that has, you know, soaked the soil of Europe in blood for centuries. And so the Founding Fathers said religion is one thing, politics is another. Nancy Pelosi's decision is a purely political one. And I think there are ramifications for the 501c3 status of churches if they get involved in certain political issues. So there may be something there that they need to look at here. All right, 512-248-8252. Now, we've been hearing about a lot of discrimination going on the basis of race and how the pendulum has swung the other way, and now white people are being openly discriminated against all across our society. This idea that we have white privilege is complete and utter nonsense. And when we come on back from this commercial break, I'll have an illustration of that. Once again, 512-248-8252. And do call on in. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And welcome back to our show here. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We're talking about discrimination on the basis of race and how it is wrong no matter which direction it's going. But over in Hollywood, it has definitely gone the other way. And we've had callers into the show like Tom saying, you never see a commercial anymore with a white family on it. It's always a mixed couple and so forth and so on. And these days, film and TV are basically sticking it to the man. Performers who used to find it just hard to get jobs, it's impossible now here. And there is actually a lawsuit that has been filed by a white gentleman against a talent agency for clearly discriminating against him simply for being white. And I hope he wins, okay, because racism is wrong no matter which direction it's going in. All right, a while back, there was this professor and at Central Florida University, and this professor, Charles Nagy, is an assistant professor who got dismissed in 2020 for writing about black privilege. And he said basically black privilege is real. Besides affirmative action, you've got special scholarships for blacks only, and other set-asides. Being shielded from legitimate criticism is a privilege. He's sued, and his job has been reinstated. And when you're discriminating against one group, you're discriminating in favor of another. Okay, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, there's a candidate in Iowa. She's an Army veteran and a physician. And they beat her out of her Senate seat, 21. Well, anyway, so she's really technically supposed to be in until 23 in the House. Now she's in the House, and she's on all these committees, you know, Veterans Affairs and all. And I guess there's somebody trying to take her seat. So the election's June 7th, I think, and people in Iowa need to get out there and keep that woman in there, because we're going to need all the help we can for veterans that they sent us in the war. And I just thought I'd tell you, her name is Marionette Miller-Meeks.
Okay.
M-E-E-K. Marionette Miller-Meeks. And you can look up everything about her on Ballotopedia.
Mm-hmm.
Ballotopedia. Yeah, and we need that. We need that state. And we need a doctor. We need her. So I just thought I'd tell everybody that please get out and vote. Overpower them, because I think she got cheated out of the Senate seat.
Well, it's entirely possible. There's a lot of that going on.
I know it. So you got to overwhelm the fake ballots or whatever. Okay?
Okay.
That's about all I wanted.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. Layla in Canada. Hello, Layla. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You were talking earlier about discrimination being unjust, mm-hmm. no matter which way it goes. Well, I beg to differ. There is some legitimacy for racial discrimination. In fact, there was a time when being a discriminating person and having a sense of distinction between good, bad, and in between was a badge of honor. But while in Africa they were practicing voodoo and cannibalism, in Europe the people were
composing... I thought voodoo was in the Caribbean.
Oh, it came to the Caribbean from Africa.
All right.
Slaves brought them. So while it was... That's where they did the shrinking of the skulls after they killed somebody and cannibalized them. I mean, have we really forgotten? Where are the huge architectural distinctive buildings that they erected? And we have not, there's no evidence of a higher civilization there. However, look at the architecture of Europe. Look at the compositions of music. What do we have? Drum beating from Africa. And one of the things that the early so-called eugenicists, they were decried as being eugenicists, but they were afraid that the African music was going to degrade the quality of white European music, and indeed...
I do remember that debate.
Yes.
Led to the preceded the rock and roll revolution.
Yes, and all the sexuality that the rock and roll implied, and then it became very explicit with that crap they called rap, as though that was music. That's a total lack of imagination and talent and capabilities. But remember... Where in Africa did they create something like the oratorio by Handel, the Messiah? Listen to that sometime. Listen to all of the, to Vivaldi, to Verdi. Listen to the operas. Listen to the arias. Just go online and look up the most famous arias of opera. They're beautiful. They're magnificent. The complexity. And the sense of elevation it creates spiritually. And when you look at some architecture, that is also incredibly inspiring. That's what the white civilization, that's what the white heritage is. And by the way,
Layla, let me throw an alternative scenario at you. Generally, when you go around the world, you know, obviously most of the land mass is in the northern hemisphere, but I think one of the contributing factors to art and culture were the cold winter months when people were forced to stay indoors and basically spend their time doing painting and writing music and building musical instruments, you know, as opposed to if you're in the warmer climates, you stay outdoors all the time hunting and, chasing around. So it may be a little bit less racial and more climatological.
No, because even when you're outdoors, I mean, you don't live outdoors in Africa. You still live in a hut. You're prey. If you're opening yourself up to predators if you're outdoors. This nonsense with Africa is surrounded by is constantly exposed to sunshine as though there are no trees in the jungles that block out the sun. The darker skin has very little to do with the legitimacy of absorption of vitamin D. That's one thing. But no, you don't live in the outside because animals can prey on you. If not, the neighboring tribe will prey on you. Let's not forget what Darfur, what happened in Sudan. The northern tribes of Sudan were butchering the Christians in southern Sudan, which was Darfur. And that was because the northerners thought they were superior. The Janjaweed, remember what they were called?
Mm-hmm.
The Janjaweed. They thought they were superior because they considered themselves Muslim Arabs, even though they were black. And they slaughtered the black Christians and also the black pagans. And amongst those pagan, some of the religious rituals was voodoo. I mean, we called it voodoo when it came to North America and the Caribbean, but it was practiced in Louisiana. It was still being practiced when I was working in Louisiana. So
it was still being practiced when I worked on that riverboat.
Exactly. I mean, and it came from Africa. There were different versions of it, but that's where it came from. There is a reason.
It's got its African roots, but voodoo, as it was practiced in the Caribbean, was a melding of the African religions and, believe it or not, Christianity, because the voodoo cosmology is you had God, you had the saints, and then you had a second tier of lesser saints that were the portals by which practitioners of voodoo would access the deity. And that was, people like Baron Samedi and some of the other ilk.
So they corrupted Christianity. It was a corruption of Christianity. You can call it a melding.
Christianity corrupted the African faith, one or the other.
Well, it depends on your perspective. If you think the African primitive primordial faith is a superior one, then yeah, it was corrupted by the big bad Christianity.
All religions corrupt all other religions. I mean, that's through history. I was watching a show just the other night about how Christianity co-opted the story of the Great Flood from the Epic of Gilgamesh. So,
well, everybody knows that. That's because and that's the reason why Israel is so obsessed with destroying Peru. The three religious sects amongst the upper religious leaders in the Sanhedrin during the brief time, the very brief time that there was a place called, and it wasn't even in Israel, Jerusalem was in Judah.
Mm-hmm.
Israel was defeated very early by the Assyrians, and they were scattered throughout the Assyrian Empire. But Judah continued to exist, and that's where Jerusalem is, and that's where the Sanhedrin is. And the word Knesset still exists in the Arabic dialect as being the church. But in any case, the three were the Pharisees, the Sadducees, which came from Sadaka, and then there were the Essenes. The Pharisees, now what do you think that sounds like to you? All the Semitic words or dialects or languages are based on three or two-letter consonants. So Pharisee mm-hmm. would be fa ra si. Farsi. What does Farsi sound like to you? Persian, maybe? Remember, the Persians, under the Achaemenid, under Cyrus the Great, conquered all of that region, the entire Levant, and they conquered all of
Greece. And then they lost to Alexander the Great.
And then came Alexander the Great afterwards.
Yeah.
And then again, there's another Persian empire during the after Christ, A.D., and that was the, under Darius, that was the Sasanian dynasty. So there are a lot of Persians in Greece, as well as in the area that is today called Israel. Now, the reason they want to get rid of the Persians is because they already destroyed Iraq, where a lot of the people migrated to what became Judah and eventually and somewhat Israel. And a lot of the people from Syria were the Assyrians after the Persians defeated Babylon, and they also moved to the coastline. Remember, these people had to do business. What are the three rules of successful business? Location, location, location.
Location, location.
So Canaan, which meant the fringes, the borderland, was where everybody would meet from the west. They would come by ship to trade with the people who came from the Far East, from Russia and China and the northern parts of Europe and also Japan. They would come to do trade, and they would meet at that borderland, at that frontier, which was Canaan.
Don't forget, China was there. China was there. You had Zheng He's, fleet.
The Mongols made it as far as Palestine.
Yeah.
So anyone who talks about Canaan is talking out of the top of their head. There were no Canaanites unless there was a citizenship, because Canaan was made up of a hugely heterogeneous population from all over Europe, as well as the Far East, as well as the southeast of Asia, as well as the Mediterranean islands, and even from the western parts of Europe and western Africa and North Africa. So there were no Canaanites per se. It would be like saying that everybody from Canada looks and sounds the same. They're one ethnic group, or everybody who's American is one ethnic group. There was a heterogeneous culture there because in the so-called known world of the time, international trade meant you had to find a mutual meeting ground. And the best place, and that's why Ugarit, which became Ras Shamra in Syria, Ugarit was a highly cosmopolitan city where everybody did their trading. And that's where a lot of the literature that is in the Bible actually is the folklore from Ugarit. In fact, it was Ugarit who first named Jerusalem. To them, they named Jerusalem Il Quds. Quds in Ugarit meant sanctuary.
You're missing an important point here. We've kind of wandered all over the map here. But getting on back to Christianity, basically stole the story of the Epic of Noah's flood from the Epic of Gilgamesh. There are ancient Chinese texts that tell the story of the Great Flood, and it does appear the flood did happen. It happened in what is now the Black Sea, and there was apparently another document that's been found that's even older than the Epic of Gilgamesh, talking about this man who built a large boat, not for all the world's animals, but just for his farm animals and his family. Yeah. And it was circular, kind of like a Dutch flute. And again, it was in that whole Black Sea area.
Well, no, we're not really getting far afield. It's actually those are the same people who took that folklore and took it to the land of Canaan, and then everyone else borrowed it. All of the Greek epic poems that are so celebrated as being so sophisticated actually came either from Persia, India, China, or the Aramaic that was also spoken, became the lingua franca because the Persians spread it because the Persian Empire was so wide. I suggest anybody who's curious, go to YouTube and look up Persepolis, P-E-R-S-E, Persepolis. It was a magnificent structure that was destroyed by Alexander the Macedonian, who was not so great, and then it was copied when the Greeks built the Parthenon, only about 20 years later, after they destroyed Persepolis. So look that up and look for there are a couple of documentaries on it. The best one is the one done by the BBC. It was buried for about 2,000 years before people uncovered it in the 1930s. But anyway, I'll let you go. It's religion is a highly personal thing, and to some Africans, voodoo was their religion. It was a way of reaching, like shamans.
My focus here is the history. You know, I'm not a religious person, Jerome.
That is history.
I'm interested in the ancient history. Okay.
That is ancient history, and it's been proven. It's not simply folklore. It's been proven with archaeological artifacts.
Well, you know, there are no archaeological artifacts that support the story of Moses.
I mean, that's
a very sweeping statement. The fact is that there's a lot of stuff that's in a lot of religious dogma that does not have any scientific support behind it. The only reason we know the flood actually happened is because Bob Ballard found the remains of the ancient shoreline deep down in the Black Sea. Anyway... Layla, gotta let you go. Gotta take a break for commercials. And we've got, well, call us on the line, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite really works. Kate. Great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wake.
Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today, and we're going to go to Eric in Texas. Hello, Eric. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Mike. I was just listening to the discussion about the global flood, and I always considered the fact that that you do find a lot of these legends and myths of a global flood China as evidence that there was a global flood. That's kind of what you would expect to find if that's what happened.
Well, and, you realize you were dealing with people who never went further from their home than 20 miles. So even a regional flood across some place like the Black Sea would feel like the entire world was deluged.
Yeah, but there's certain details that line up and, you know, they parallel each other. But it extends across a lot of the ancient world. Not only that, but there's also the 12 signs of the zodiac with minor differences. You also have the story about giants. You can find that in the different cultures in the ancient times. Mm-hmm. So you start adding up all of these things, start wondering, well, what are the odds that they would all make up the same myth? So I think there is a thread of truth to that. And then you do find a lot of certain archaeological discoveries. I investigated myself a long time ago when I was an agnostic. I would start looking in these things, and I think there's actually a huge body of evidence out there that it may not be mainstream, but there's a lot of, I think, a lot of sense to it, a lot of truth, and so I just think something to consider. So,
well, I have considered it. I mean, first of all, if you just work out the numbers, about how much additional water would have to be poured into the world's oceans to flood the entire planet, that's a problem. Yeah. The given size of the ark could not possibly hold two of every single animal species known on Earth. Plus, you'd have the problem that you're going to have the carnivores eating, the herbivores. And, of course... You've got the fact that anything that swims or flies is immune from the flood anyway. So there are some issues, and
that's one thing that come up a lot from people that think about that. A lot of skeptics, and I would say if you actually
I want to be clear here. I'm not a skeptic. I'm convinced because of what Bob Ballard found in the Black Sea that there was a regional flood when what is now the Bosphorus collapsed and the Mediterranean poured into an inland lake that was at a much lower altitude.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of the legends will kind of syncretize with local events, but there's also parallels with global events. And so sometimes people will modify things. It's just like you find all these different priesthoods around the world. Why do they all have the same traditions? And
the tradition is throw the money in the collection plate. And, I remember seeing somebody... let me finish. Somebody was saying, why were they all building pyramids? Well, you can't build them upside down. If you're trying to build some kind of a monument, a pyramid shape kind of becomes inevitable. Even the Egyptians didn't start with a pyramid. They started with a series of stacked mastabas and then eventually realized that the smooth sides were going to be archaeologically much stronger. Okay, Eric, there's the music. It is time to end the show. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog is taking the microphone. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word, partrecap.com. Our gratitude to everybody who is supporting RBN at this time. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.